Good morning. The Chafetz Chaim has been giving us instructions about all the different averos, the negative commandments that we violate when we speak Lashon Hara. So we understand the basics of Rechilus and Losis Nasachicha Belvabecha, not hating your fellow man. Well, now the Chafetz Chaim turns and tells us, Vimkom v'heir alav lifnei bezdin bedavar isur b'yechidi, if you testified alone in a bezdin alone, since there's no purpose that's going to come out of there, because as far as Jewish law is concerned, we need two witnesses, and you're just testifying as a single witness, im kain shem bish bi'almahu, then you're just embarrassing a person, and you're giving him a bad name, and so you violate lo yakum eirechad b'ish l'chol avon l'chol chatas, that you would be in violation of the Torah commandment against being a single witness against somebody, and for such a punishment, for such an action, the Beis Din has a responsibility to give makos, to give lashes to somebody who proceeds in that direction. Now the Chafetz Chaim adds, that's v'chol zeh shekasavnu hu b'mesaper b'yechidi o shomea b'yechidi. That's assuming you're listening alone. Avol medavik atzmo lechever shel anshei resho bali lashon hara kedei lesaper lahem o lishmoa mehem, if you're attaching yourself to a group. So then, to listen, you know, a shmooze group, a group that gets together just to speak Lashon Hara. So then you violate the law of Lo Siachari Rabim Leros, that a person's not supposed to follow a massive group, to which Rabbeinu Yona in Shari Tshuva says, Shehu Azara Azhara Shalola Haskimulis Chaberim Osei Avil, that a person's not allowed to agree with and attach himself to those who do wicked things, even when they're in the majority. Sometimes being in the majority doesn't make things right. Sometimes majorities become mobs, and that's a very dangerous thing. And a person goes ahead and attaches himself, so he also is in violation of that practice. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we have a responsibility to give up on the claim that society made me do it. We can still do something about things. We have a responsibility to understand that people tend to gravitate to places which define their own stations in life. They choose where they're going to live, they choose where they're going to daven, they choose who they're going to sit next to in shul, who the friends are going to be, and generally what's important to them. So if a person's a victim of circumstance, so be it. But for the most part, the place where a person puts himself sometimes, or usually, implants a signature. So the Chafetz Chaim says, choose your location and your association importantly, with a sense of importance. Don't just let yourself let things go by the wayside. We have a responsibility, and we can achieve it. So make sure you choose your chevra appropriately. Have a great day.